It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, February 2nd, 2021. We have 18 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we have a small craft advisory in effect through this afternoon. Southwest winds today, 15 to 20 knots, gusting to 25, rising to 20 to 25 with gusts as high as 30 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the southwest, 5 feet high at 6 seconds apart, and west swells 8 feet at 12 seconds. Showers are likely and a chance of thunderstorms. And a quick look at the high seas forecast. High seas is defined as outside the territorial waters of any given country. That's generally about 12 miles offshore. And that is out in an area where ships operate routinely. So a little bit of a look along the Great Circle Route between here and the Aleutian Islands, which many ships come through that area on their way from here from Asia. Up near the Aleutians, a storm warning today. Up north there, on the Beaufort wind scale, the winds are as high, could be as high as 63 knots. That translates to 72 miles per hour. Now, that's in the high range there. Seas are over 30 feet. Closer to us here in Oregon, on the high seas, winds are in the gale warning range. 47 knots or about 54 miles per hour is the top end of that range. Either way, not conditions that you and I would want to be out in. So the bottom line is that while ships can take this kind of punishing weather, by the time they get here into the river, the people on board are just really, really glad, I would imagine, to be in the anchorage or be at a berth for a little while and not out there bouncing around in that bad weather. So sleepless people coming into our river here who are looking to catch up a little bit on their rest. And today we're going to be talking a bit about the Coast Guard and about a different kind of rescue effort that they do fairly regularly in our waters, something that you might not think of. So we'll talk about that in just a minute. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have two inbounders. We have 8 in our Astoria anchorages. We have 8 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our two inbounders today, the SM Harmony 2 is arriving from South Korea. She came into the river probably about 8:30 and anchored in Astoria's anchorage off the downtown waterfront. And she's a wheat ship. She'll be going upriver eventually to pick up wheat. The Seert is arriving from South Korea. Probably not going to be in the Astoria anchorage until after midnight tonight. She also is a wheat ship. And I think, if I'm correct about this, that all of our, we have a couple of petroleum carriers and a car carrier and a container ship, but the rest are all bulk carriers, over a dozen of them. And I believe they are all carrying wheat, which is typical for this time of year, but usually we have a little bit of a mix of dry mineral cargoes. But it looks like today all of these ships are going to be eventually picking up wheat. And so these ships are coming in here light and expecting to leave loaded with cargo, a lot of wheat this time around. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the Karia Kirti. She is in the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, opposite Tongue Point on the north side of the ship channel. She headed up to Kalama around 7 a.m. to pick up corn, soy, or wheat, probably wheat, and probably will get there around noontime. The Mondial Cosmos is awaiting orders. She's a wheat ship, as is the Dades Arendal, the Ching Ping Hai, and the Milagro. In our outbounders, the Starlight is heading out of Kalama, left there at about 1 a.m. today, probably past Astoria outbound around 7 a.m., carrying wheat. The Spar Libra, heading out of Kalama, leaving around noontime, will pass Astoria outbound around 5 p.m., wheat on board there. The Achilles is leaving Vancouver at about 2 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 8 p.m., carrying wheat. The New Century One is a car carrier carrying Toyotas. She'll head out of the Port of Portland around 3 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 9 p.m. The Bow Success is leaving the anchorage at the Crims Island, which is a little bit downriver from Longview, at about 4 p.m. It'll take her about 2.5 hours to get, maybe 3 hours to get down to Astoria. The SM Mumbai is a container ship leaving Portland around 5 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. The articulated tug and barge rig, the Cape Ann, carrying refined petroleum, will leave Portland at about 11 p.m., pass Astoria outbound around 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. The articulated tug and barge, the ATB Sound Reliance, is leaving Portland with refined petroleum around midnight, another one that will pass Astoria around 6 a.m. in the morning. And that's our ship schedule for the day. Today I want to talk with you about another aspect of Coast Guard rescue operations in our area. You may have heard about this from time to time. You'll see it sometimes in news reports, or if you happen to be somebody who watches maritime news a lot, you'll see these stories in there, usually press releases from the Coast Guard. This is a story that appeared as an article on the gcaptain.com website. It's about a woman being medevaced off of a cargo ship off the coast of Washington in the Strait of Juan de Fuca, entering Puget Sound. So in this case, a U.S. Coast Guard helicopter rescued a person off of a cargo ship. So I'll just read this to you. The U.S. Coast Guard medevaced a woman from a U.S.-flagged Matson ship after she was having difficulty breathing and temporarily lost consciousness off Washington's coast on Saturday, and this was just this weekend. Watchstanders at Coast Guard Sector Puget Sound Command Center received a call at 11:30 a.m. from the ship's health insurance provider stating that a 65-year-old woman aboard the vessel needed medical attention. At the time, the 710-foot container ship Matson Kodiak was transiting westbound in the Strait of Juan de Fuca. The command center diverted an MH-65 Dolphin helicopter crew from Air Station Port Angeles, who was already airborne near Seattle. At 1 p.m., the rescue crew arrived on scene and deployed a rescue swimmer who safely hoisted the woman. The air crew then proceeded en route to Olympic Medical Center in Port Angeles, where she was later transferred to higher medical care. The patient's current medical condition is unknown. So we often think of the Coast Guard rescuing people off of boats, fishing boats, tugboats, recreational boats that are in trouble. Another part of their mission is helping people who are on board cargo ships that are in our area. So while most ships do have a medical officer on board, that person often has limited training, so they're not usually a doctor, and they can't often handle serious injuries. So ships also sometimes have video medical conferencing available on board, but in cases where the ship is near shore and it's feasible and there is some kind of an emergency that they can't readily handle, the U.S. Coast Guard provides services to injured or ill mariners on ships. This woman was airlifted and taken to medical facilities on land and was then able to get care that she probably could not have received on board, which for something that sounded like a pretty serious situation there, so I'm glad for her. But that is another service that the Coast Guard provides, and they were able to airlift this person off the ship, and that could have happened offshore as well in the ocean, anywhere along the coast. And while as Americans we tend to think of the Puget Sound area as being part of the U.S., there are Canadian waters there as well, and the Canadian Coast Guard has jurisdiction there and would handle those issues in their waters. And the U.S. and Canadian Coast Guard often work together as needed to perform rescues. So a quick look at another part of the U.S. Coast Guard's search and rescue mission here in the Pacific Northwest and elsewhere all around the United States.